Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.
The Cats ready to head down into the rooms. Tommy Stewart's just doing some stuff out on the ground. They're waiting for that to conclude, and then it'll be down into the rooms where we will also head as well. I think Jason Doherty might already be down there among the throng. Jason?
Yes, I am, Tom. Yes, down in the rooms. There's plenty of people around. We like it this time of the year.
Yes, no doubt.
Yes.
Everybody wants a piece of the action.
Correct. I apologise to people who might see me in the background. The cameras are placed to the opposite way to normal, so we can't hide, really. Buzz is doing his makeup as we speak.
And right. Bailey Smith has just given away his boots and signed them and selfies with fans. He's in a good headspace, is Bailey Smith, I think.
So we'll be with you shortly, Jace. The Cats players are waiting for Tom Stewart out on the ground. Don't forget, you can text us anytime, 0456 955 955. 96,680. As the Cats win their first elimination final, nearly their last elimination final win was 2005.
Is that right?
They haven't featured in many of them, to be honest.
No, they normally finish a little bit higher.
Yes.
They won against Freo, didn't they, in 12?
12.
Matthew Pavlich kicked 6.
It was a Scarlet,
Tom Lunigan.
It was Matty Scarlett's last game.
It was.
And lost to the Demons here in 2018.
Yes.
To the game, right. Joel Selwood, for one of the few times in his career, appeared a bit more than flustered as he came to the bench. I think it was a freak. They got involved in a little tete-a-tete in the wing as he came to the bench. Tom Stewart is just going to go and do a quick ball drop. He's got a couple to send to the crowd where there's some fans eagerly waiting in the MCC members, and he'll go down to the rooms. Jace, who are we talking to? Has that been sorted? We have requested Tom Stewart for a chat.
Yes, hasn't been finalised, but we have asked for Tom Stewart.
Yes, very good. That would be appreciated. Cats could acquiesce that request. Tom Stewart's just jumped over a lead there, and that just had disaster written all over it if he didn't time that right. Sort of, who was it? Callum Mills tried to jump over something and cost himself the best part of a season at the Swans.
Yeah, he did. Did he hurt his elbow or something?
Yeah, something. All right, they're about to join you, Jace.
Very good.
The skipper's leading them in. They've just come into the windlock area.
He had a fair afternoon.
The skipper?
Yeah, he went okay.
Five for him. Just the sixth time in his career he's kicked five or more.
21 touches to go with that.
Yeah, that's a fair night, isn't it? Might have steamatic standout written all over it, but we'll leave that up to Mark Neal. That's not our lane to venture into. That's the one where...
No, it's not.
You would get the warning sort of firing off. Little beep in your car. Didn't somebody try to cut you off today, Neil? You were a bit surprised.
Well, yeah, someone thought they needed two lanes of the Melbourne Road King at one point. We got some, gave them some instant clear feedback.
With a horn?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in there, Jace. We're just spotting you and thousands
of
Geelong residents have made the trip into the change rooms. That's terrific stuff.
So my understanding is the Cats will actually head to Perth on Wednesday. We'll have their captains run Thursday in Perth, and then, of course, play the Dockers on Friday night.
Hey! We are Swan, the greatest team of all. Hey, we are Swan, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played. Hey, out on the ball, far away. Hey, I'm out of slide, and I, from top to top, down at Canadian Park.
Woo! A finals win for the Cats means, at worst, they'll finish in the top six, but they have bigger fish to fry, and next on the menu is the Fremantle Dockers at Optus Stadium next Friday night. Jace, down to you.
Yes, actually, we're going to be talking to Max Holmes, so we're just waiting to find out what's happening with Max. He's just talking to the Geelong media department at the moment.
Well, Max, who appears on K-Rock on a Tuesday with
Max, had
Tom and Loggy.
In the end, ended up with 16 touches, Maxie Holmes. 13 of those hit the target. He kicked a crucial goal in the second quarter. 3 clearances, 2 inside 50s. So only gained the 263 metres, which is usually a stat he excels in. Look, Cats are in a good spot. I mean, they've got a big task. We don't know what to expect from Fremantle next week after what they did last night. Did they come out and breathe fire? I mean, that was the first game they'd lost at home this year. And they were well beaten. They looked fumbly, but the pressure from Hawthorn last night was enormous. That was one of the more elite finals performances I've seen in recent memory from Hawthorn. They were absolutely on, And, you know, Geelong are going to have to be every bit of that, particularly, geez, the first quarter of that game next week, Neil, will be very, very interesting. If Geelong are able to apply some heat to Freo, that would make things, that would put the old cat amongst the pigeons.
Yes,
it certainly will. It'll be a great game. Everybody's, the whole football world that watched last night saw what Hawthorn did to Freo. Freo were unable to handle the heat. They couldn't also turn it back on Hawthorn. So Geelong will be across what beat Freo last night. So will Freo. And, you know, they finished on top of the ladder for a reason. They were the dominant side. But you would never underestimated Geelong team in September.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the best alternative to being at home.
Homestyle Aged Care, the fifth quarter.